You're listening to Say Something with Yasi Koti on Abaste Free Radio.
Are you aware of the strange sound?
Yes, I'm aware.
Very strange.
Yes.
But I just got a phone call from my friend up in Canada, and he said these strange sounds are the work of Satan.
Oh.
And that Satan is using these strange sounds to cause people to become demon-possessed. Apparently, if you listen to these strange sounds, you can become possessed by demons. That's what I was told. My friend just called me. He's up in Canada. They said, Colby, you gotta warn the people that these strange sounds are demonic.
So that's
the story. He just talked to his other friend down in Arkansas, and she was attacked by a large demon and taken over.
I don't believe it.
So I'm making this video to warn you.
Thank you.
Listen to these strange sounds. They're demonic.
That's...
And if you did listen to the strange sounds, cry out to Jesus. Say, Jesus, take these demons away from me in the mighty name of Jesus Yeshua. You must not be listening to any type of demonic sounds. That's all for today. Jesus bless you. Bye-bye.
I've heard these strange sounds. I don't know what they are. We are all here in the prisons. We don't know what they are, these strange sounds. I don't know if you have heard them out there. It's a strange humming and groaning sound, and supposedly it's been recorded by thousands of panic residents across the country. And this sound, it seems to be emanating from beneath the earth, but the origin of this sound is unclear. And the seismic readings, they have indicated no earthquake activity to have taken the place. I would like to play for you these strange sounds. Please, can you stop all other sounds so that we can hear them? Okay. And, let me... have them turn off and turn on the sounds. Let me know what you think if you've heard these sounds. river. These sounds, they're happening all over. I have heard these sounds too. Please, if you know what these sounds are, you can call me and tell me. My number is 617-454-4237. Please, tell me what these sounds. It's not ships blaring their horns, right? That's a ship. The other one is those humming noises.
Hey, the rumbling's going on again. It's 7:30 in the morning. 7:44.
It's 7:30 in the morning. I think that's just the construction workers next door. But the previous sounds were the sounds that I heard. Here's another one. It's in Canada. That must be a seagull. It cries.
It just disappeared, Mark.
Okay.
The trail that was making that trail went all the way up to there, and it just disappeared again.
The guy's tripping on trails. But just listen to the noise. Please, if you have any idea...
That we began hearing and feeling a very loud vibration outside.
If you know what this is...
We really didn't
please
acknowledge it at the time.
Call,
but a year and a half later, the vibrations and the rumblings have become so intense that it's disrupted our daily lives. The
let us continue.
Almost immediately in the morning and proceed through
our mantra for peace.
I live in South Windsor. We started hearing some of the rumbling noises in about February. And then in time, I started noticing greater frequency.
Some strange sounds out there. What does it mean? Some say it's the government. And they're digging underground bunkers because they know that the end of the world is here or near. I received a shocking message the other day from a princess of Japan. I can play that for you right now.
My name is Princess Kao Matamaru from Japan. In 1976,
I think we're having some groaning difficulties. Please do not adjust your sense. This is real and is happening right now. Let us listen to the princess.
My name is Princess Kaoru Nakamaru from Japan. In 1976, I had fantastic spiritual experience. Ever since then, my third eye opened, so I could communicate with the UFO people, and also inside the Earth, there's a very high civilization existing, particularly the head of the librarian inside of the Earth. I also communicate with them. And from all of these information, I am convinced 2012, December 22nd on, 3 days, when this Earth are going into the fifth dimension, there is a place called Nuru. When we are passing through that place, 3 days, 3 nights, we are not able to use the electricity, the completely darkness, day and night.
That must be the solar flares.
No sun, no stars. No light at all. We are completely in dark 3 days. No mass media or no information are announced to these people on this planet. Hidden government people know it. Just by themselves, they thought that they can be saved. They try to escape from this planet, or they are digging the underground city.
That's
under Atlanta,
what the noise is.
Norway, Poland, Switzerland, Australia. About 10,000 people elite could be saved by living there. I don't think they are saved anyway. We need to purify our spiritual condition, physically and spiritually. I will tell you how to do it. It is very important.
Yes.
Almighty God, the creator of the God itself, is the light and love and energy. Part of that energy of the love we have in our heart. We can tell a lie to the other people, but we cannot tell a lie to ourselves. That is the conscience, I would call. Each human being has that beautiful part of the Creator in our soul. That will reincarnate. That is the eternal life we have inside. That means in order to purify our soul. Every 5 years or so since we are born, we can take a look at, with that conscience, how we behaved, how we thought, how we talked about. And all of these things can clarify by looking at our life every 5 years up until now. This way, each time we find something, we did something harmful to the other people, we can clarify and we can purify that. And each time we find it, our heart expands. We can breathe it very deeply, and each time we have that experience, all this darkness are going out of our heart, but all this golden light is coming into our heart.
Yes, it is golden.
That way, we can see better and better. We still have some time until 2012, December 12, 22nd. Physically, we also can purify our body. First of all, we should never drink canned juice or canned beer. Aluminum is very, very harmful to our body. Without knowing, we take all this poisonous food or drink. So each of our body, we can take care of ourselves, things like that.
Yes, drink lots of the diet coke is necessary. In the 20-ounce bottle.
We can reflect our spirit, how it is. In essence, we human beings are light and love.
Yes.
Because part of Creator we have in our heart, and that the incarnate. By leaving our body here on the earth, but the spirit go on, keep on living. On this earth, I could remember my life several thousand years back on this planet, and besides many, many other parts of the planet I lived. All this memory coming back, and I could speak the language I've never learned. Even so, physically, I experienced the incarnation theory is correct. Well, whoever listened to this conference theme, I think people is saved. We are so divided after 1913. The kind of people who believe in this kind of concept, the kind of people who don't, they're splitting very, very deeply. And all this decide the kind of people who don't understand this or not believing it or completely dark spiritual condition, they will be born to the other planet. Just like the earth, this earth, there is a violence, there is a war, they will be born to the other planet. So, we are ready now to have a wonderful conference very soon, very shortly. Thank you very much.
From the Japan. Thank you for opening my eye and filling my heart with the golden message. Thank you. if you have a message, or if you have been hearing those strange noises that we have been hearing around the world, you can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Together, we can make our hearts cold. Please, call me now. Don't be shy.
What's the problem?
We're lost.
And hungry.
And bored.
Here, T-Mobile's 4G phones can help. You can voice search directions, find a place to eat, even watch cartoons.
Someone tried to put an ad on my show. I would never take your phone. Never again, whoever you are. Let us listen to the sounds heard across the world of Russia, Europe, Australia, Japan, and Canada, and the U.S. Received a message of someone else hearing the strangest noises in the sky around the world. I want to thank you, Jesse, for sharing this with me. It says to get a flash player. Technology these days have been very strange thanks to the solar flares. We experience system meltdown more often than not. It says since the summer of 2011, weird sounds have been coming from the earth. In the Germanies. That even sounds like a car alarm was just set off. This is Russia.
Dog's barking.
Yes. When I hear it in my prison cell, I can hear Gustave screaming for miles. Now they're in a forest of some kind. in the Chef's Republic? In Brazil? These are the signs. In Belgium? This video, they call him the king of world music, and supposedly he made the music for the Lion King. Is this a hoax? Are they trying to tell us something? Look up at your skies.
A very deep story is coming. From the sky, from the universe, it's coming down. It's coming. I'm back. I miss you.
It's coming. The elephants are coming from the sky. They have been blowing their horns of the apocalypse to warn you. Of what? I do not know. Probably of the end of the world, as the Princess Japan says. Let us open our eyes. Let us obtain our golden energies. Please, if you have not been possessed by the demons, and you have heard this sound, please call me. My number is 617-454-4237. If you are shy and you do not want to call, you can leave me a message on the Facebook, or you can Skype me on the Boston Free Radio. I have a caller. Let us take this call. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yasi.
Hello, caller. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. Caller, have you heard the strange noises?
Oh, yes, I heard a strange noise coming from a hole in the backyard, and it's kind of a swooshing sound.
Aye. And what size is this hole?
Oh, it is probably about half a foot, probably 6 inches. And it's interesting because I have ant holes in the backyard, but the ants stay away from this hole. But they're whooshing.
That's crazy. Do you think it's the ants? Are they maybe drilling in your yard?
I'm not sure. I think maybe a gopher or something, but I've never seen any gophers in my backyard.
Yeah, so maybe a gopher is making this strange noise that we've been hearing all over the world?
Could be, although I don't think gophers are indigenous to where I live.
Have you been possessed by any demons after hearing these strange noises?
Well, I'm also, at night, I've also gone and checked on before, just out of curiosity, the ocean sound stops it, so I cannot hear it at night, but it is replaced by a different wall home.
Excuse me, caller. I could not quite hear that.
Oh, it's replaced by a low hum at night.
I see. And have you seen any, maybe, government officials digging the holes next to the gophers or the ants?
No, I haven't seen any government officials in the hole.
Yes. Are your holes surrounded by bushes at all?
No, my hole is, it's pretty set off in the far part of the backyard where nothing grows. It's interesting to see a hole there because there's just nothing there. There's no bushes, there's no trees. It's just a hole.
There's no idea on how that hole got there. It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. And I was wondering what your thoughts on that are.
Have you ever tried to fill up this hole so that way maybe you will not hear the sound?
I'm also afraid to do it, like if it's on the build-up in some sort of pressure or something. You know how every now and again you see, you hear about people who live under some gas, natural gas lines, and suddenly their house explodes?
Yes.
I'm afraid of that sort of thing.
Yes, do you think this is like a gas hole? I will explore.
I'm not sure. I don't smell natural gas. It's interesting that natural gas is called natural gas, even though they add that smell to it that's supposed to protect it.
Yes, so it could be natural gas, but you don't know because it has no smell because it's actually natural.
That's right. Maybe it's natural gas before to the company and they add that smell. You're right. Now I'm really scared.
No, caller, don't be scared.
Oh, I'm very scared.
No, caller. Please. You do not have to be scared because there are many people around just like you who have holes in their yard and who have heard these strange noises. Come in from who knows
so
where.
What do they say?
They do not know. Everybody is baffled. Nobody knows.
But if they do not know, then I do have a reason to be afraid, Yashi.
No, Guller. As the princess from Japan says, we just have to prepare ourselves and make our hearts golden. You must open your eye and see the truth of the hole and the noise. And after our 3 days of darkness, during December 22nd, we will be where we need to be. And we will have a piece of the world inside.
Okay, I think you're saying prepare to die.
No, Color, it's not dying. It is awakening.
Okay. I don't know if I believe in afterlife, so...
This is not an afterlife.
It's just dying for me.
No, there's no dying, it's awakening. There's a difference, because once you're dead, you're dead. There is no going back. But once you are awakened, it is easy to see that there are no fears or prisons surrounding you anymore. And your body, it will turn into the pure liquid golden light energy.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very reassuring.
Thank you, Color. Thank you for sharing your home with us.
Yes, Yashi, I appreciate your advice, and I think I will go out to the hole and maybe try to make it bigger.
Yes, let the hole shine in through. Just don't fall in, Color. Unless it's a shallow hole.
I'll be very, very careful. I don't know how deep it is. I can only assume it's not very deep.
Maybe you could have that swimming pool you always wanted.
That's true. And maybe if it's whooshing, then I'll have a natural whirlpool.
Yes, or maybe it's a hot spring. And you can take a bath.
That would be lovely.
Yes.
I think I'll go dig around the hole and try to make it bigger. And then maybe in a few weeks I'll call you and update you on my progress.
Yes, please. Please call me back and let me know how big your hole has gotten.
Will do.
Thank you. Thank you, Color.
Thank you, Yashi.
Thank you. Matapan. I have a link that might help us figure out what the strange sounds are beneath the earth.
In the last 5 days or so, there have been multiple unidentified audible objects.
Boy, I have another color. Hello, color.
Gloria, see, I wanted to call and say, as some remarks, following that last caller's remarks about their hole in your backyard.
Yes, Color, do you have a hole, or do you hear some sounds coming from?
Well, I was driving my tractor up the highway just last week, and I was noticing how many more of these mounds there are. There's probably like 10 mounds along the highway. I've been driving this highway for about 20 years straight for all my life. Suddenly, there's about 10 pounds that go up along the highway, and there's no construction equipment anywhere nearby. And I was just wondering if these could be related to a hole. If somebody's finding a hole in their backyard, then could it be possible that the mounds are appearing also?
Maybe that is correct. Maybe whoever took the dirt out of that lady's hole has put a mound in the land that you drive by. Have you heard?
She made it sound like her hole was very small, so I don't know. These mounds are pretty big.
I see. Maybe.
I believe somebody is going around digging holes, and there's a lot of leftover dirt, and that would account for the size of these mounds.
Yes. Unexplained sounds, unexplained mounds, and a lady with a small hole.
But I haven't even got to the strangest part, Ralphie.
Oh, tell me more.
Yes. Well, as I drive through, I have my radio on the Christian Broadcasting Network. Not so much because I believe in it, but I find it very entertaining to hear the preacher drive up his voice very, very loudly and shout. Anyway, it's very entertaining for me. Well, the radio show gets all staticky and tuned out as I pass these mounds now, and that's never, ever happened. So it's not quite the same as a strange sound, but in a way it is. It's a very strange reaction, and I attribute it to the appearance of these new mounds.
Yes, Color. It is like the mounds are taking away the sounds.
Oh, that's very poetic. I had not thought of it in quite a poetic fashion. But I agree with you entirely. And lately at night, I've been getting like a ringing in my ear, and I'm wondering if it has anything to do with my daily drive up and down this highway.
Yes, Color. It may be affecting your hearing, or you just need some riboflavin in your digestive system to stop the ringing in your ear.
Oh, what fruits have this smuggler been?
Yes, exactly. Maybe you should, if you can, try driving a different route for a few days and see if your ear hole becomes less ringing.
Well, sometimes I do some off-road driving. It's very difficult to not drive on this highway. It's really the only way to get from place to place around here. But maybe I'll do some off-road driving like I did in my teenage days.
Yes, and you can feel like a boy again?
Yes, it's hard to do off-road because there's many cliffs and chasms in this area, so you don't want to accidentally go off into a cliff or a chasm.
No,
it happened, not to me, but every year there's some crazy drunken fool that goes off into a chasm, and so I just need to be careful.
Yes, you have to be careful. And make sure you drink all your food.
So is this the first that you hear of somebody reporting strange mounds and sounds?
Yes, Scholar. It is very strange. I got strange holes and strange mounds. But I have not got anybody else who've heard the strange sounds. Yes.
Maybe this topic could have been fascinating to any number of people.
Yes, they're all related. Color, you should make a YouTube video of these phenomenal mounds. And maybe there are other people and they can share in your dilemma. I am sure there are many forums. Yes.
I only have a little camera on the top of my Apple II computer, so maybe I'll bring the whole computer into the truck and put the little camera on the dashboard.
Yes.
And
I
can see the mounds.
Yes, that would be amazing. I would like to see these mounds.
Yes, they're kind of like beehives. Maybe they're, I don't know, 3 feet off of the ground. And like I said, there's 10, and they're equally spaced from each other, and they look like beehives. And the radio goes out when I drive past
them. That's amazing. Are you living maybe somewhere in the Roswell Area 51 connection? Have you been seeing any, the UFOs or space demons, as they call it?
No, no, I live in Pennsylvania, although once upon a time I did live in New Mexico. I lived in Las Cruces, New Mexico for a while. I was dating a fine Mennonite girl out there, and unfortunately she was a little too crazy, as they say, and the relationship ended, but I did spend a lot of time in New Mexico, and I was on the lookout for UFOs, but I never saw anything, except for the one night that there was a giant flash of light in the sky, and everybody that I told this story to laughed at me, so I don't count it as a UFO sighting.
I see. I see, color. It could have been the thunder and lightning from the hole. I mean the mounds.
Yes. I think that maybe what it most likely was. But it was, as I remember it, it was a flash of light that completely blinded me for maybe like 4/10 of a second, and then it was gone. That was all.
And this was in the night time?
Yes, it was in the night. I remember it was around Arbor Day.
Oh, color. And you never experienced any raining or mounds before that?
No.
This is interesting.
Yes, I don't know how the two are related, or if they are at all. It's an interesting connection that you have formed in my mind, and I'm going to think about that for quite some time today.
Yes, Color. Everything, no matter how far apart they are all related.
Yes, we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a loop that never ends. How high does this sycamore grow? If you cut it down, you will never know.
Exactly, Color. Exactly. Thank you for sharing your mounds with me, Color.
Thank you. I really appreciate what you are doing with your show. I'm a long-time listener.
Thank you, Connor.
And I think that you speak truth.
Thank you, Connor. You are very golden. And thank you for calling me and sharing with all of us your story.
Thank you, Yasi. Have a golden afternoon.
Yes, Matapan, Connor.
Papa Tart, it's here too.
Thank you. Have you experienced mounds or holes? But most importantly, do you know what those sounds are that has been heard from all over the world? Do you know?
Across the world, these loud rumbles that seem to come from the skies have been so powerful that they have been reportedly rattling walls and windows of buildings. At times it seems to sound like multitudes of planes flying overhead, and at others it sounds like apocalyptic deep horns. No one seems to have absolutely any explanation whatsoever. Check out a map tracking where these sounds have been heard here. While chemtrails and geoengineering have obviously increased in the last few months, this may be a new use of existing HAARP technology. Scott Bowen of the Believers Underground believes this may be related to a possibility of his prediction of a 7.0 magnitude earthquake hitting the Cascadia fault line. Regardless, we know those with Project Omega and others have been using space technology for decades. These sounds could be a manifestation of the use of related technologies. It will be very interesting to see what kind of excuses the corporate agenda media will make as this startling information continues to reach more and more people. Actually, it should be easy considering how they were able to safely co-opt the coverage of the NDAA and SOPA. As many others have already suggested, it is a smart thing to have an emergency plan and preparations made for your families during these trying times. What are the strange sounds being heard all over the world?
That is what we are trying to find out. Please, have you heard any strange sounds? You can call me at 617-454-4237. There are operations ready to take your call. There are chants being made so that you do not fall in any holes. Is it machinery from the government? Is it the elephants crying? Is it a hoax for an advertisement for a movie? What are these strange sounds? Thank you. I am waiting for you to call me and tell me what it is. Hello, caller. Caller, I cannot understand quite what you are trying to say. Yes, caller, I see her too. Or do you say you hear the strange sound?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
And what do you see everywhere, caller? See the light. Is it a golden light, caller?
No, it's not a golden light.
Then don't look at that light. What color is the light?
The color is mauve.
It's a mauve light. Did you say mauve?
Yeah.
Caller, those must be the demon lights. You want the golden light?
I am not tired, but don't look. Not here.
What was that color?
It's everywhere,
I'm
not
trying to
look.
I see, it's everywhere, caller. I want you to dig down deep inside your heart and think of the golden energy that you carry within. And I want it, let it overtake. Let it overtake this mauve light that you see. Because you are here with me now, caller. And together we can be golden. Maybe, caller. There is no maybe. Please. Let everything go and become golden.
I will try, but I've tried before.
No, caller. I want you to try like you've never tried and take it away.